I shut the bathroom door behind me and whisper hiss into my phone. This better be important. My phone's been vibrating with Teresa's calls for the last 10 minutes. Judge Kern gave me the most annoyed look when I asked for a short recess, and she won't be pleased if I'm not back soon. I crouch down and quickly scan underneath the stalls for any signs of feet. There's none. Good. I'm alone. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Teresa gushes before I can get another word out. You know I wouldn't pull you out of trial if it wasn't important. It's at that moment that I register the urgency in her voice. I assumed her call had something to do with the Wilkins estate. We've been waiting on the settlement terms for months. My annoyance instantly vanishes and is replaced with worry. What's going on? It's Nicole. My chest tightens at the mention of my sister's name. Nicole? What's wrong with Nicole? Panic shoots through me. She's the first person on my must-get-caught-up-with list once this trial ends. It has consumed the last month of my life. I've barely talked to her or anyone else. But domestic violence divorce cases are like that. There's a mountain of paperwork waiting for me after the long, grueling hours spent in the courtroom. I pass out from exhaustion the minute my head hits the pillow each night. I'm sorry, Crystal. Teresa's voice carries the weight of her news. Just tell me what's going on, I demand, coming off snappier than I intended. She's at Wright Memorial Hospital. I jump in before she has a chance to finish. The hospital? What's she doing at the hospital? There was a fire at their house last night and, oh my God. I bring my hand up to my mouth. Is she okay? I whip around and exit through the door I just came through seconds ago. My heels click on the tiled floor as I hurry down the long corridor. Thick courtroom doors line each side of the hallway. Judge Kern is going to be furious that I disappeared in the middle of closing testimony, but I don't care. I hold back the urge to sprint as Teresa talks, because running will create a disturbance that will only draw attention to me and slow me down. She's not hurt. Well, at least not physically. She got out of the house in time. Aiden wasn't so lucky. He was trapped inside their bedroom and suffered severe smoke inhalation. He's at Wright, too, but he's in intensive care hooked up to a ventilator. Her throat catches with emotion. She's been my assistant for almost 10 years, so Nicole and her husband, Aiden, are like family to her. She probably knows more about their personal life than she does mine, since I spill more of their secrets than I do my own.